Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. You can save a bunch of money if you switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Don't forget to sign up for PharrellOnABench.com. 66% of my bets covered in college football last week. 70% of my NFL plays hit. I went 9-4-1 in spreads. It's my fifth week in the 70s in terms of percentages of bets covered in the NFL. It's unbelievable. It's true, though. Documented. PharrellOnABench.com. Sign up. You'll like it. Hide the money from your wife. All right, so Kentucky's up 62-57 on Michigan State with a minute and a half left. Bottom line is Michigan State will lose this game because they can't hit a three. I mean, they're 5 of 24 from downtown. They keep getting wide-open looks for three every time down, wide open. There's always one guy wide open, and they just miss every shot. They miss every single one of them. I mean, I haven't seen them hit a three literally in 15, 20 minutes. So they just can't shoot. So bottom line, they're 30 of 53 in the game, something like that. I'm going to sneeze at this point. You got one of those coming on, and you feel it, and then you try to control it. You think I'll control it? I think I got it under control. Anyway, Winston just got fouled in the paint. He'll go to the line. That's the first time they'll have a three-point play in 20 minutes. So there's not a lot of time left. And the bottom line is Kentucky keeps getting nice looks and easy baskets, kisses off the glass. They're driving. They're getting, you know, shots from 5 feet and in. And Michigan State's trying to shoot everything from 25 feet out. And they're not hitting. So that's why they'll lose the game if they don't start hitting in a hurry. I mean, right now it's a three-point game. But they have to do a better job of hitting some shots. And the other thing I wanted to say about the game is, I mean, both of these coaches are fun to watch, Coach Calipari and Izzo. But I have to tell you, I'm literally stunned that Tom Izzo hasn't dropped dead on a basketball court yet. Like, I'm just waiting for this guy to keel over and drop dead right on a court. I mean it. Have you ever seen anything like? He has become the Bob Knight of college basketball. Has he not? This guy has a conniption every single night that they play. Have you ever seen anything like it? This guy screams and yells at his players like no one in college basketball. No one even close. Who's the guy at South Carolina? Frank Martin?
Yeah, Frank Martin.
That guy's a screamer. This guy is a, you can't, is there anyone that you can even name that screams at his players more? I mean, the guy turns purple. He absolutely looks like he's having a conniption every time he coaches. He screams and yells and cusses out his players, like, right in their face. He's, like, spitting all over them. Have you ever seen him? Like, he's been losing his mind tonight screaming at his players. And I'm like, when is this guy going to drop dead finally? I mean, seriously. I have never seen anyone, literally, in the longest time, lose their mind on a college basketball court like Tom Izzo. He just completely flips out every night. I don't even know if there's a game that he coaches anymore that he doesn't flip out. And I'm not talking about really, I mean, he yells at refs too, but it's really more at his own players. He just screams and yells at them. I mean, have you ever seen anything like it? I'm not even making this stuff up. If you watch him, the guy looks like he's going to drop dead. Like he's going to have a massive coronary right on the court. I'm surprised he hasn't dropped dead already. I'm not even kidding. Like, he's too old to be doing this. And, you know, he's been coaching forever, but he is just absolutely loses it on the sideline. Am I making this stuff up? All you have to do is watch him. It's every single game. This is the first game of the season. The guy's having a conniption about everything. It doesn't matter what it is. He's just screaming and yelling the whole game. 855-212-4CBS. John in Pennsylvania, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell. I'm the guy that has the 900 on Kansas City Chiefs and the over for the season over for 11. I want to know, I'm thinking that we're getting healthy, whether Mahomes comes back or not. I know we stole that game against the Vikings. I'm asking you, what do you think of my chances now?
I can't. Listen, John, every week you call me with your bet. Like I give a rat's ass, honestly. I mean, am I being offensive by just saying, like, I've had enough of it? Honestly, Carver High. I mean, this guy calls me every week to tell me about his bet. Like, I care. Like, does anyone care? Like, after the fifth time you've called me about it, and I've told you 60 times that I think you're going to win your bet, you just keep calling me about the same bet. Am I making this up?
Worried about that 900.
But am I making this up that every week he calls me about that bet?
He's looking for the weekly update.
Listen, dude, I can't. I honestly can't do it. Call me when you win the bet, and then I'll be happy for you because I think you're going to win your bet. I've told you 50 times you're going to win the bet. Have I not? Have I not told the guy 50 times that he's going to win his bet? I mean, honestly, it's every time I sit down here, this guy calls me about his bet. I'm like, I've told him 50 times already that he's going to win the bet. I guess he doesn't believe me. You win the game, and then they win, and he says, we should have never won that game. Boy, did we get lucky winning that one. Is there such a thing as, like, we should have never had that one? Boy, we got lucky winning that one. I'll take every win I can get in the NFL if I'm you, okay? How's that for an answer? Every time they win, you should be happy, right? You don't sound real happy when they only win by a field goal. Isn't that enough for you? You got to have 6 to 10 or 20-point wins only. Now you're getting your quarterback back. You should be fine, right? Maybe they won't lose another game. How's that sound? Will that do it for you if they win every single game? Will that make you happy? Because I'm really looking to just try to make you happy because you seem miserable. You call me all the time, and you're doubting your bet, right? That's all you do. I don't know what we're going to do. I can't. Honestly, I just can't even take it anymore. No wonder I see a shrink, honestly. I mean, have I not answered that guy's question 50 times? Have I not? I have. I know I have because I remember everything. At this point, I remember everything. I'm sure at some point I won't remember anything because everyone else in my family's lost their minds. So I'm sure I'm next. You guys will be finally happy when I lose my mind and I can't remember anything. Ronnie in South Carolina.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Got to see your thoughts about Clemson being snubbed out in the top four and seeing if the SEC is kind of inflated every year. Does, like, Florida, Auburn, and Georgia's offense really scare you?
Well, no one's no one's talking about them. No one's talking about them being in the playoffs. So your assessment of those three means nothing because – the only team that matters in the whole thing is LSU and Alabama, and we're going to find out one of them's going to lose on Saturday, and that'll be the end of it. And then, my guess is that whoever loses is they're done. They're not going to be in it. But you never know. I mean, I don't see it, Carver High. Whoever loses is out. Unless it's Alabama. If Alabama loses, I'm sure they'll still find a way to put them in it.
Right. Crazy things happen. But the loser on Saturday is going to be at a heavy disadvantage. Georgia's got a different kind of path because Georgia's going to get another crack at Bama or LSU. You know, they're going to get to play one of those teams in the SEC title game. So the door is open for Georgia if they win out. We'll see. This is all a setup. I mean, the guy said Clemson being fifth. Clemson being fifth, it's just a scam, okay? Next week they will be in the top four. Alabama or LSU is going to lose on Saturday. So it's all just paperwork. That's all that it is.
Do you think that Clemson is not in that top four because of the game that they won 21-20
or
sure, whatever?
Sure, that's probably why. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to be in the top four a month from now when it matters.
No, but that's why they're
sure,
not in.
Sure, that's why, because their wins have not been as impressive as the other four teams right. that are ahead of them right now. That doesn't mean that they're not one of the four best teams in college football. All it means is that so far this year, the jokers that sit on that little in that little committee there in that room that put this thing together, they just feel that their wins haven't been as good as the other four teams so far. But that's not going to matter when they're only one of the couple undefeated teams left. So, because they're not losing a game.
All right. So as far as the other guy that we have to follow his bets. Do you think that now that they'll get Mahomes back, that they'll win out? Do you think they'll – what do they got left?
They're not going to win out. They're going to lose
a
game.
They have seven games left.
They'll lose a game or two here or there. They're not going to win.
Titans, Chargers twice.
Chargers will beat them one of the two
Raiders
games.
Once. Patriots, Broncos, Bears.
They'll lose to the Patriots. They'll lose one of the Charger games. They're going to lose two more games.
So you think they'll lose at New England?
Yes.
And then you think they'll lose one of the Charger games?
Yes.
So you think the Chargers are like bouncing back or something?
I do. I think the Chargers are bouncing back.
You think they'll beat the Raiders? Aren't they playing them Thursday?
I do think they'll beat the Raiders.
This week. Aren't they playing them Thursday night?
Thursday night.
So what's
Chargers
his,
do this every year in
what's
November.
What's his over-under, 11?
I think so.
So they have to win 6 of the 7?
Correct.
There you go. So, I mean, at least you're getting your quarterback back, so you should be good. And if you're not, you lose. You'll lose your bet. There you go. You happy now? Did you see Evander Kane scored a goal in that game tonight, by the way, with all of his legal problems? He seems really worried about being sued by the Cosmopolitan. He went out and scored a goal tonight. 67-62, Kentucky with 20 seconds left in a timeout, and they're up 5, and it, you know... I don't see how they blow this, to be honest with you. The way they're playing. I mean, they're just getting it done. Here's Izzo slamming clipboards in the timeout, screaming and yelling. So, I got to tell you, I have fun watching him have conniptions. I'd like to see him have like a full-on one, though. Like a real conniption where he just completely loses it and snaps. Because I've seen him screaming and yelling at refs and players. Like, one of these days, he's going to do a Bob Knight, right? Start choking somebody. You know it's coming, right? I think it is. I think the guy's completely lost his marbles coaching. He just goes, you know, just ape shack. I mean, he just loses it on the sideline. There's no one really that even compares to him. And Calipari, he gets all running up and down the sideline. He's like out on the court. Have you seen him? He's like 5 feet out on the court coaching. He's like in full defensive mode too. He like gets down into a like into a. He gets like he's got like the whole defensive thing going. He's standing there in the middle of the court and he's playing defense. He's like running up and down the court. Have you ever seen the guy coach? He loses it. So there you go. They're going to foul. They're going to try to foul and get Kentucky to the line, see if they brick any of these free throws. That's their plan, is to foul immediately and try to get them to miss free throws. So anyway, the NBA has agreed to a multi-year deal with DraftKings. In the latest official sports betting operator to hook up with the league. So there you go. The NBA gets in bed with DraftKings. And they were talking about a couple things. The Cavs, GM, on if there's any interest in trading Kevin Love, they say, no, not at all. I believe nothing anymore that I hear from anyone, GM or otherwise. So bottom line is, you know, they don't look that bad early on in the season. I don't know why they would trade him. I guess they could get a lot for him, though. He could get more pieces for him if they did move him because they're not good. And, you know, they're not going to be good for a little while until these teams all come into their own. So there's a dunk by Kentucky, and that'll wrap it up with 10 seconds left. They're up 7. So both of the Kansas number 2, right? So both of the top 2 teams lose. Or no, Kentucky was 2. What was Kansas 3 or and Duke 3-4, right?
They were 3 and 4. I don't know what the order was.
Duke was 4. Kansas was 3rd, so there you go. Michigan State loses 69-62. Great start for the national champion favorites in Las Vegas. And to win the Big Ten and number one preseason, clearly defined number one in college basketball, gets bent over tonight by Calipari in Kentucky in New York at the Garden. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
855-212-4CBS is the number to get on the bench. The kid Maxey had 26 to lead Kentucky. He had some big threes, 9 of 10 from the line, 7 of 13 from the floor. Tyrese Maxey, the freshman from Garland, Texas, lighting it up for 26 as the Wildcats, John Calipari's Wildcats, beat Michigan State 69-62 tonight. So now as far as college football goes, there was actually games tonight, as I had mentioned earlier. They were two MAC games. There's another MAC game tomorrow night. But as for tonight's games, no one even knew that there was football. We mentioned it last night that there was going to be all the games were going to be played. So Toledo beat Kent 35-33 in a good one. And then how about the other one? Western Michigan over Ball State 35-31. So both of those games were great tonight in the MAC. Tomorrow, Miami and Ohio go at it in Athens, Ohio. So there you go. And then Thursday night, you got Louisiana and Coastal Carolina, Temple and South Florida. Friday, Central Florida and Tulsa, and Washington, Oregon State in Corvallis. And one of the guys was calling up tonight about Maryland basketball, but Maryland football plays number one Ohio State on Saturday in Columbus at noon. And, of course, Ohio State is the number one in the college football playoff poll that came out tonight. They're number one. And then what? Who was two? It was Alabama, LSU, and then Penn State, or was it the other way around?
It was Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, Penn State.
So Alabama's third. Oh, the audacity of those voters to not put Alabama number one. Imagine that. So is Tua Tagovailoa going to play in the game against LSU? He's got to play in that game, right?
That's what they claim.
If that kid doesn't play in the game, will they lose at home to LSU? Would you bet on LSU to win the game outright if he's not playing?
No.
You're still going to take him to win?
I gotta see it to believe it. I don't care who's playing quarterback. They've won with bad quarterbacks before.
It doesn't. So you don't even think?
I don't even think the kid's bad. I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter.
They've won with lesser quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think Tagovailoa will be back. I think he'll play. I think they're just playing games right now. They're not going to say if he's going to play until he walks out there and starts.
Right. I think you won't know till then. And the reason why they're two and Alabama's three is because I think the committee is trying to make a bigger emphasis this year on it's just about what's happened this year. We get it that Alabama and Clemson are always there at the end every single year. And are they the two best teams? Probably. They always seem to be. But facts are facts. And so far this year, LSU's beaten Florida. They've beaten Auburn. They've beaten Texas on the road. You know, they've won some games that Alabama really can't match up with right now.
What is Clemson, what do you think they think of this, that they're not in the top four with what they're doing in terms of their season? Even though they had the close game with North Carolina, they've won every game.
Right. I'm sure that Dabo will use it. But I think that Dabo also knows what's going on in terms of
that they'll get in.
Yeah, he knows that if they win their games, they're going to be there.
How many of those polls do they do? How many? Like, what
is
it?
Well, now, starting tonight, they do one every Tuesday till the end of the season.
And there's not that many more games left.
No, you got the whole month of November here. And what, the first week in December? So.
Okay, so there's 11, 12, 13, 14, week 15, and then bowls. So in week 15, I just want to see this. Yeah, there's just no way you can gauge it. I'm just looking at the last few weeks to see if any of these games look like they're on. Okay, so that is the real last week of games. That's that
championship weekend.
Yeah. Is that what it is? So actually, it's the last regular season game, Clemson, South Carolina, right? That's the last week. Week 14 is the last week of the regular season.
And then the weekend, Saturday the 7th, is the conference championship game.
That's the following week.
Correct.
So the bottom line is that right now we're in, I think this week is week 11, right? We're there right now. So 11, 12, 13, there's four more weeks.
Yeah, but yeah, a month.
Right? So four more weeks, including this week. So this is week one of four, and then it's over. So
most teams have four games left.
So they're going to do this four more times, this poll.
Right. They'll do it four more times, and then a fifth time after that will be the final one that determines.
And that's the real one that matters.
The one that matters is the one that they do the Tuesday. Or actually, that one they might do that Sunday night after.
Sunday after the title game.
Saturday
games.
The 7th. So I believe Sunday the 8th is when you'll get the
right
final one.
And that's really, at the end of the day, the only one that matters.
That is the only one that matters.
Because all these others are nonsense.
Being in the top four on November 5th, what does that get you? Gets you nothing. I bet you I can
Cup
go back and look last year. I'm going to go look just for fun. Who was in the top four last year, the first one? You know, what does it matter?
Because at the end of the day, the first one is nothing compared to the fifth one, right? The fifth one is the one that matters. Rick in California, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Yo,
hey,
Rick.
Pharrell, what's up?
Hey, man.
Hey. So, first of all, I love your show. It makes my half-hour commute every night going home go by in a flash.
Cool, man.
So, thank you for that. Hey, your rant about the Cleveland Browns last night was hilarious. So, my team actually does have Super Bowls. Their first one was the year I was born, 76.
Right.
They got another one in 80 and 83.
Right.
My question to you is, what do you think about my Oakland / Las Vegas Raiders making the playoffs this year?
Well,
wild card.
I think that they, first of all, you know, I respect their history, okay? And I've said on this show a number of times that the greatest character, in my opinion, in NFL history for me was Al Davis. And I've said that a number of times. There's never been, in my opinion, there's some characters for sure, Bum Phillips and, you know, guys like that. But Al Davis, to me, was the greatest character in NFL history. Watching that guy, you know how NFL films shows the owners and the coaches walking like, you know, less than 1 mile an hour on their, you know, highlights, where they just show everything in super ultra mega slow motion, and they show these guys walking around on the field before games and barely moving. There's nothing better in life than watching Al Davis in those outfits he wore, those jumpsuits and those great white outfits and black outfits and the diamonds hanging from his glasses and his sunglasses. Just his sunglasses alone were, I mean, he was so ahead of his time, it wasn't even funny. He was like, he was Ray-Ban before they ever became a company, right? So he was like a pimp and a badass long before anyone else. He was basically Elvis, if you ask me, for the NFL. So the fact that that guy was so obsessed with winning that, like no other, like I have never seen anyone in my life care more about winning than Al Davis. And I'm a Steeler fan, so I hate the Raiders. I'm not a Raider fan. Never have been, never will be. But I respect him so much because of his father. I just thought Al Davis was, a maverick, a titan, just a gigantic factor in the history and success of the NFL. You can say whatever you want about him. You can say whatever you want about the Raiders. You can say whatever you want about Al Davis, this or that. The fact it's just absolutely unequivocally the truth that he was a major, he has been a major influence in the history of the NFL of what happened, the merger, everything else. The guy is a freak. He was a freak. He was ahead of his time. He was one of a kind, a legend. So the fact that they won when he was around is all that matters to me. You know, the son has never lived up to anything compared to his father. I hate to say it, but it's true. And he embodies everything about the Raiders. I think John Gruden went back to work for the Raiders because of how much he respected Al, right? I really do. And also $100 million usually does the trick too. I've always said that, you know, if you give a 6'8 guy an alley-oop and he dunks it, that's what, you know, that play usually works. Throw the ball up in the air, the guy dunks it. Same thing. Al Davis, to me, was a slam dunk when it came to getting what he wanted, players he wanted, deals he wanted, Super Bowls. He won it all. He did it all. He got everything he ever wanted out of the NFL, and I think that the Raiders are great. I do not think they'll make the playoffs this year, but I think they've played really well. I think that they are in every game they play. They are a very tough team to deal with on Sundays, no doubt about it.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Don't forget to sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. 70% last week in the NFL. That was, you know, as of last night after the Cowboys win and money line and laying the seven both hit. My fifth week in the 70 percentile category. 5-0-1 in my top six plays this week. 9-4-1 in spreads. I'm killing it. College football Saturday, 66% bets covered. I hit my top five picks, six of my top seven. What are you waiting for? PharrellOnTheBench.com rules. Every pick, every play, every day. Sign up. You won't regret it. Hide the money from your wife. PharrellOnTheBench.com. I was just looking at a story about Gardner Minshew and the job he's done filling in for Nick Foles after he broke his clavicle. But they're going back to Foles, right? So last night I told you that the minute that guy's...
As they should.
They're paying this guy tons of money. He's their quarterback. And he got hurt, week one, right? And then he sat out. And now it's time for him to come back. And they're gonna go back to Foles. And I don't... Do you think that the fans have a problem with that down there?
They better not. Honestly.
Minshew's done a good job, but...
Okay, the other guys won a Super Bowl.
That's it.
And you paid him a lot of money. He's won a Super Bowl. He's your quarterback.
He's
the reason why you brought him here, because you had poor quarterback play for years. It's not like this... Look, I know he won a couple of games, but... It's not like, you know, he went 7-1 or something.
But Minshew turned the ball over four times on Sunday.
Yeah, bound to happen.
And that pretty much opened the door for Foles to come back. So that's a done deal. Did you know that Pittsburgh is one game outside of the AFC playoff field? They're one game out of it.
Yeah, they're in the mix.
But I don't think they're any good, because I actually don't think Mason Rudolph's good. Every time he drives back, I'm scared to death. I mean, when he throws a ball, I am literally scared to death. I think he makes all kinds of stupid throws. But that's what happens when you're young, right? In the NFL, you learn the hard way. You know who's finding that out is, I think, on the highest level is Daniel Jones, Haskins. I still think Sam Darnold's learning the hard way. What's he in, year two? I think he's stunk. So, I don't know. All these rave reviews about him, I think, are a joke. I don't think he's been good at all. I think he looks every bit like a rookie. You know what I mean? A guy that's just trying to find his way and struggling miserably. And he plays on a loser, so. And what's the deal, Mafia, with Le'Veon Bell? Is his knee hurt? Because he's not practicing.
They say it's fine, and they're just holding him out, but they went and signed another running back today. We'll see what happens. I think they're just being safe with him and keeping him out of practice.
Do you think he'll play this week?
Yeah, I think he will. He's been saying for weeks how he's not getting enough touches. He wants to just be fed the ball. If there's no damage to the knee, he's going to be in there.
But he's not practicing, so if he's not going to practice tomorrow, it starts getting to the point where he won't play.
He doesn't need to practice, that guy. I mean, he's a veteran. He's been around forever. They've worked him in the system, you know, over the offseason and other practices. He knows what he's doing.
How do you like that they tried to trade him?
I don't think they really tried. I think it's a situation like you've seen with some of these other players where teams were calling. They said, all right, I'll listen. Let's see what you got. And then it wasn't nearly good enough. I don't think they were actively trying to trade him. They were just taking calls because people said, well, your team sucks. You got some talent here. Let's try to take it away from you. And they didn't get what they wanted.
They wanted to get rid of him because of the money.
Well, I mean, they're looking at it as we're not going to win this year. So if we could build towards the future, if someone's going to make us a ridiculous offer and throw, you know, some ton of picks at us or some, you know, I know when they're talking with Adams and the Cowboys, they wanted one of their top offensive linemen. If they can get steal something from like that, then they're going to do it. But it's not going to do it otherwise.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to give the Jets a ton of picks for Le'Veon Bell ever.
No, and that's why they didn't trade him.
I don't even think they can trade him, like, because they'd be giving him away. So I couldn't believe it. I don't even know if it's true, but that the Steelers wanted him back. I have a hard time believing that. After all of the drama that he brought them.
Allegedly they called.
I just don't believe that. Like Tomlin said it's not true. He said it's not true that they didn't want him. But I can't believe after all that they would, you know, bring that guy back. Seriously. After everything that he and Brown put that team through, I wouldn't let that guy even be. I wouldn't even let him stay in a hotel in the city. Send the mob over there to get rid of him. Seriously. So your boy is getting his job back, Nick Foles, after the team's bye. What do they have, a bye this week? Is that what it is? So they
come back from London.
So they don't even have to worry about it right now. It's funny. I was looking at that. Speaking of London, they always show up and root for those NFL games. The Jaguars were blown out 26-3. They're now 3-4 after appearing at Wembley for the seventh consecutive season. And next year they're doing it again. They always play in London, and it seems like they lose a lot. I hit that Texans game on Sunday, by the way. So Sean McDermott was talking after the team. The Bills won 24-9 over the Washington with their 6-2 record. He didn't hide the fact that they need to improve over the second half of their schedule. A lot of people have said, national media and the like, that their record is a product of the schedule makers as it is the Bills doing it and, you know, getting it done themselves. The six wins have come against teams that are 9-42, and their losses have come against the two teams on their schedule that have winning records. They just played the Eagles a couple weeks ago and lost to them and then beat the Redskins, who I think are playing the Little Sisters of the Poor this Sunday and will lose to them as well, the Redskins.
I believe Redskins-Jets this week, right?
Redskins-Jets. What
if? Oh, no, Jets-Giants this week, and then the Jets play the Redskins the week after that. So the Jets have the chance for a couple wins the next few weeks.
What a thrill that'll be for everyone to watch the Giants and Jets on Sunday. Do you think anyone will even go?
The toilet bowl.
Jesus. Who do you think is going to win that game?
Man, that's tough.
I mean, that is the most impossible game to bet.
That's up for grabs, either one. They're both terrible right now.
They're both terrible. That is the worst game to bet I've ever seen in my life. How do you pick a winner there?
Both of them, you have great running backs, quarterbacks who turn the ball over way too much, and defenses who are letting the team score it well.
Well, you know, the Giants actually have a running back. Le'Veon Bell has done nothing with the Jets.
No, they haven't given the ball enough. Their offensive line doesn't block.
He has done absolutely nothing with the Jets. And Barkley is a game changer. Did you see him the other night last night against the Cowboys? He had that long run down to the inside the 10. That was impressive. The guy can flat out play. There's no questions asked. I think he's better than Le'Veon Bell. I could argue that Barkley's better than
Bell.
I would
agree at this point. Yeah, absolutely.
The guy's a freak. But this week, the Bills play the 2-6 Browns. And people are saying, you know, that they're playing another crappy team. But they're playing them in Cleveland, where they are, I mean, as desperate as any team in the league for a win. The Browns they're pathetic. So this game is absolutely, I thought their loss to Denver was season over. Season over for them already. Now, people that are still, you know, clamoring that they're still alive or something, they were 2-5-1 last year after 8 weeks. They're 2-6 this year. It's basically the same thing. It's worse. They're worse now because they had the tie against the Steelers last year. They were 2-5 with a tie. Now they're flat out 2-6. They're playing at home against the Bills, and far be it from me to guess that the, you know, you would think the Bills would beat them. You would think the Bills are better than the Browns. The Bills have played better. They have a better defense. They have a better quarterback. That's all there is to it. There's no arguing that. But the Browns are so desperate to win. They obviously didn't treat the Denver game with any kind of urgency. They just played like it was any other side. They actually, to me, play like a team that just doesn't care. They play like they got it all under control. We're just making a few mistakes. Did you hear Mayfield? We're just not executing. It's way worse than that there, Mustache Man. It's way worse than that. You guys are awful. You're awful. Your team's awful. Your coach is awful. We all know that now, right? So far be it from me, but they'll probably beat the Bills because they can't beat anybody. But now they'll show up this week when you bet against them, right? You bet on the Bills, you'll probably get burned this week. What do you think? You think your Bills will handle their business in Cleveland?
Well, I think they can win the game. Road dogs. I'm surprised. I'm not surprised that they're underdog, but I said this Sunday, and it just is what it is. I'm not going to apologize for who they beat. It's a bad AFC this year. They're better than these other teams that are bad in the AFC. They're taking advantage of it. More power to them. I sat around for 20 years watching them go 6-10, watching them go 4-12. You think I'm throwing away a year that's 6-2 because they're not playing good teams? I don't care. Are they a Super Bowl team? Of course they're not. Do I get to watch a game on Wild Card Weekend? I probably will, and I don't care.
That's all that matters. Let's see if they can beat crappy Cleveland on Sunday. I think a lot of people want to see them, like they beat Washington. They beat a really bad team easily. Let's see them do it again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.